decent folks, because it's not a needing fact that good people like to just cower and stay
Now we are loud.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Microphone check. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, so this episode 19, is just basically vibes. It's just going to be based on vibes, nothing serious. I'm simply just catching up on stuff, trying to give my voice to some things that I've not really been able to talk about due to my long hiatus. The reason for my long absence is in my last episode, episode 18. You can find out if you haven't. Like I said, this episode is based on vibes. The catchphrase and the theme, or the mantra for this episode, is this.
My brother, don't do pass yourself, cause problem not to finish you at all. I beg you, flex your life, yes, I'll know to finish you, brother.
Yep, flex your life, ladies and gentlemen. Have fun, but I just need to have fun. So, first thing I'm talking about three things quickly, rapidly. I'm going to be talking about Bill Gates. I'm going to talk about Nigeria Twitter ban. I've never really said anything publicly about these, as but give my voice and opinion to it. And I'm going to be talking about sports, specifically the NBA finals or the NBA roundup in general, and Lionel Messi winning Copa America. Finally, right? Okay, so sharply and quickly, Bill Gates. So Bill Gates was one of those persons among like the richest folks in the world that I really, really put on a pedestal. Even though I'm not his biggest fan, but he made the portrays to everybody in the world is, you know, this is a decent human being. The rumors and the things that I'm hearing that he's gotten involved in. So these are headlines such as, okay, this was after the divorce, according to sources. Bill Gates went to a Seattle all-nude strip club and invited strippers to come swim in his pool. Also, reports that Gates had an affair and accusations he had hit on Microsoft employees quickly followed. And I'm like, what? There's also the rumor of the fact that he was involved in some sex trafficking shit. He is not directly involved according to sources and findings, but he is, or he was, associated with the main guy that was this, the kingpin of this whole very well-known story. That's Mike Epstein. You know, when I saw the news, I wasn't shocked, but I was like, Bill Gates, you that we were thinking that you are one of the sanest when it comes to billionaires and the wealthiest people in the world. While I was finding out about this, I'm just like, dude, what the fuck? You know, the notion a lot of persons, especially a lot of anti-capitalists, have portrayed to us is that all rich folks and billionaires are terrible human beings, are usually immensely corrupt. And I'm not one that belongs to that school of thought, and I don't really buy into that. But what you're trying to say is, if you become wealthy now, you are a bad person. It doesn't really make sense, because me, I want to make money and I'm a good person. Fuck that shit. But me, I'm just disappointed, point blank period. And another thing is, I don't like to face people. You portray this to the world and then we start finding out about shit. If you're like Elon Musk now, Elon Musk gives me player vibes. So if I hear news like this, I will not be shocked. But don't say that you're one thing and then tomorrow or when you die, when I'm finding out all the old bullshit that you did, it don't really make no sense. So me, I'm just disappointed. Yeah, Bill Gates, a whole mess, man, a whole fucking mess. Another thing is, we have a lot of wealthy folks, like stinkily rich folks, that are fucked up. The world needs people that can control wealth, who will not be compromised, and who will use it for, you know, who will be good stewards of this wealth and use it for good. Like Bill Gates actually used this wealth to do good things, but this other thing just wipes everything out if it's actually true, because his public relations camp came out to debunk all this, but we can't really say. So it's fucked up. It's just fucked up. And quickly, ladies and gentlemen, we move swiftly to the most absurd things that have made the headlines this year: the Nigerian Twitter ban. I'm talking about this late. Not like I don't know what happened. And the fact that I'm talking about, I still have a chance to talk about it, makes it even more weird. You know, if they had banned the Twitter and then lifted the ban, which they should have done, if they had any sense, we would have said, okay, they were just being that stupid self. But shit is still ongoing. It don't make no sense. I mean, every single Nigerian can concur with this fact. And I don't even really want to even say much about it. What I want to say is this country, yeah? Okay, let me put it this way. Every single Nigerian 20 years and above, like if you're a Nigerian listening to this and you're 20 years and above, you must have been in a situation, you must have found yourself in an environment, in a place, in a setting, in an institution where maybe for a split second or for a specific period, things worked perfectly. Like you saw a flash of excellence, you saw a spark of things actually working in a very impressive manner that you step back and you were like, wow. In this same country, you mean this can take place in this country? You know, it can be as simple as a very, very nice movie. It can be as simple as maybe a restaurant that you just walk into and you're like, wow, this Nigeria, we have such a place like this, you know, and all like that. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this to say that this country can work. This country can compete with the top developing countries in the world right now, like the way Nigeria is and the way we are as Nigerians. But we all know that that's not the case. And why is it not the case? Because of these fucking leaders that we have currently. And make no mistake, the fucking leaders that we have right now, they know exactly what they are doing. These guys are very intelligent. They are very savvy when it comes to leadership. They know exactly what they're doing. They even know more than we, the average people and person, even the most intelligent among us that know stuff about leadership. They know more than this person, but they are deliberately running this country the way they want it to run. Now, the country is running perfectly for them. Why? Because it benefits them. I think we have bought into the notion for far too long that these guys are stupid, they're dumb, they really have no clue about what leadership is and how to run a government. Now, lie. Like, fuck that shit. They know what that it takes a specific kind of genius to create this kind of chaos and make it run for this very long and specific time. I mean, you should start buying into this. I'm sure a lot of persons will agree with this train of thought. These guys know exactly what they're doing. So this country can actually work. For them to go as far as knowing how to make Twitter ban work, even though they might now they don't have the technology, they know who to consult, they know where to get the whatever equipment and tools they need to make this thing not function in this country. So if they can go to that extent to do something like this, it means they know people they can reach out to make power work. It makes them know people they can reach out to make the health sector function properly, and the good roads and the whole everything, you know, to make everything just come together, every sector looking perfect and shit like that. They know exactly what to do, but it's not going to benefit them. So let this chaos keep going, and whoever tries to bring about order, we fuck that person up and we wipe that person from the surface of the earth. So do not make a mistake to think that this country can work. It can work. The question is, will it work? And remember the notion that we have stupid leaders. These leaders are highly intelligent folks, and they are running the country exactly the way they want it to run. They know what they're doing. They know what they're fucking doing. Other than that, I have no fucking comments, man. May everybody just the catch cruise. It's all good. It's all good. Now, to something that is more exciting and fun. So I'm going to quickly and sharply do a basketball roundup. It's no news. The Milwaukee Bucks are the champions. Congratulations to the Bucks. Congratulations to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Very, very impressive run. But if you have been following basketball for a while now, you should not be surprised that the Bucks are champions, because last season they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and the season before that they were close to getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. So they've been coming, they've been building, and this season, if you saw this, the way they set up the team during the course of, you know, the trades and the middle of the season and all like that, you will know that, yo, these guys are moving with accuracy and precision. When it got Jrue Holiday, I was like, man, somebody is thinking in that camp, because you can't have Jrue Holiday and not compete for a championship. Jrue Holiday is like one of the most quiet superstars in the NBA. His defense is elite, and he can help you in offense also. Like when it comes to top defensive players in the NBA, Jrue Holiday is like top 10, if not maybe top 5. Then you have Giannis last year. was the defensive player of the year. Those are two elite defenders already, yo. That should show you. And the general notion when it comes to championship is that defense wins championships. Defense, although everything, you have to have everything combined, which is offense and defense. But once you have defense, it's all good. Now you have top people in the top 10 when it comes to defense on your team. Then they were already like looking promising. All of a sudden, we just heard that PJ Tucker is now with the Bucks. When they got PJ Tucker, in my mind, I was like, this is the missing piece. Like, they complete. If you know PJ Tucker is a monster when it comes to defense. Now you have three elite defenders on your team. It's all over, man. It's all over. This was how they won the Nets. Nothing else. The Nets didn't have defense. If Nets had, like, maybe somebody like Marcus Smart or Draymond Green on that team, even if the game had gone to Game 7, they would have gone to the next round. But no defense all through the series, all through the beginning of the season. This is my grievance with Steve Nash and D'Antoni. I don't like D'Antoni. The guy irritates the fuck out of me because he doesn't like defense. He was with the Rockets last season and the season before that. And the idiot keeps doing offense unrepentantly. Even if it means that his team is going down, he doesn't change his mind. He doesn't work on defense. And by the time the season was kickstarting and was ongoing, everybody knew that they didn't have any defense and they were not doing anything about it. They kept adding offensive pieces and all like that. I'm like, alpha defense now. Alpha defense. You guys will just run down the offensive players. And as the whole thing will play out, the offensive players were not complete. They were never complete till the end of the season because of injuries. Now you are left exposed without any defense. So what am I saying? The Bucks won this championship because they had defense. Like, you can't have PJ Tucker and Jrue Holiday on your team and not go all the way to the finals. Like, PJ Tucker had gone to Western Conference Finals, like, back-to-back with the Rockets due to him being an elite defender. Like, PJ Tucker won't give you... Sometimes, check the stat sheets. PJ Tucker's might just have 0 points, like zero. But when it comes to defense, when it comes to showing up, being a dog on the court, that's your guy. Like, that is your guy. If you ask me personally, that's the only person I'm happy for on that team. Because I'm not a fan of Bucks, but and I'm really happy that PJ Tucker is now a champion, because his story, he didn't start from NBA. He started from Europe, and you know, he made it to NBA maybe after some few years. He was able to be a name for himself, and now he's a champion. He's a champion. Happy for PJ Tucker. Next season should be fun. I don't know who I'm supporting yet. We don't know who is going to change anything. But for currently, I'm still with the Nets. I don't support teams in NBA. I support players. The teams are messed up, really. They can't decide to just sell anybody at any point at any given time. So I follow players in the NBA. So next season, I still think the Bucks will run things. They might still end up in the NBA Finals if they keep these pieces together, or they had some other special pieces. Lakers are going to come in mad and pissed. You know, around the league, especially in the West. Now that they've gotten Westbrook, it's all over. Like, that's big three right there. You know, the funny thing is, nobody's bitching and moaning now that, hey, they're beating a super team. You know, I don't get the notion of super teams and the complaint and the grumbling in the NBA. This thing is a normal thing for we that used to be football fans. Let me just keep that way. Like, you get the best players if you want to win. What the fuck is this ring? It's a weak ring. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Now they're trying to tell us that the Bucks were not a super team. How can you win a championship if you're not a super team? You can't win a championship if you're not a super team. I don't care if your players are unknown. You only win if you're a super team. Now you have Giannis, two-time MVP. You have Chris Middleton, who gives you all-star numbers. Please, how is that not already a super team? Now you have Jrue Holiday, who almost ask all the players who is the most underrated person in the league. They tell you Jrue Holiday. What does that mean? He is highly rated. Then you have PJ Tucker. Yeah, PJ Tucker is not a scorer, but he's elite when it comes to defense. That is a super team right there. Any person that disagrees with these needs to have their head checked. Like, really, really checked. Fuck you mean? Fuck you talking about? So, Nets, Lakers, Bucks, they're going to be tough next season. Who else do I think is going to be tough? I think the Suns too. The Suns will still do something. They will still do something. Devin Booker, you know, that dude is special. And DeAndre is a very, very, very sound basketball player too. If they keep Chris Paul, I was heartbroken for Chris Paul actually this season. I really wanted him to win. Chris Paul is somebody that his will is next to none. So those three together, they can still do something. They can still do something. So keep yours. Just stay tuned for more NBA takes. Yeah. Finally, Messi won Copa del Rey, finally. And you know, the funny thing is, people are now willing to say that there's no more banter. And I'm like, what you guys mean? No more banter, okay? It's now that banter started, even though I don't do banters and shit like that, don't make no sense to me. But all this while, you know now, Ronaldo is better, Messi is better, Ronaldo is better, Messi is better, and all like that. But immediately, as soon as Messi won, everybody is now saying, yes, Ronaldo has such an amount of Champions League, Messi has such an amount of world best player, they both have international trophies, so it is equal. Equal where? I don't understand. How is it equal? No. Explain it to me. How is this shit equal? Obviously, Messi has won, you know, he's a little bit higher right now. Nobody can say it otherwise. Even though to me, they are equal, but for banter's sake, Messi is the GOAT. The GOAT. So don't try and be putting up white flag and telling us no more banter. What does that mean? Like, it didn't even make sense. Yeah, now you don't want to banter. But before Messi, like before the final took place, someone tweeted and was like, I really hope Messi doesn't win, because this is the only thing we have on him that we can use to drag his life and say, you know, he's not really the GOAT. If he wins now, then we don't have anything to say. And yes, y'all, you guys have nothing to say anymore. But happy for him. You know, when the old thing ended, you could really see the emotions in him that this really meant a lot to him. So he actually deserves it. Congratulations to Messi and all Messi fans, yeah? So I was going to talk about music, TV shows, and stuff related to that in this episode, but it's getting too long. So on the next one, I should touch on that. Peace.